Cruel.
I thought so. I thought you're the better team second half. The difference is they can bring on a £6 million striker. However, we should not let a £6 million striker free in our box with a minute to go on a knockdown. It's a nothing attack. And we've switched off unbelievably again. And we had played so well, you know, second half. Not happy with our quality in the final third of times as well. Could have been better. But that is the difference, and that's why they are where they are and we are where we are. That's it, you know, small margins, but in the end, they're big margins.
Yeah, and you've done so well for so long.
Yeah, we were fine, you know. We had chances second half. I thought we looked a better team. I thought they were the better team first half. You know, once they got the goal, we looked a bit spooked for 10, 15 minutes, and then we produced a real piece of quality to equalise, and then the game was even. I didn't feel in any danger second half at all, but at 1-1, you just... Well, with our track record of late, you're always sort of concerned, but yeah, it's criminal to concede a goal of that, you know, lack of quality really in the last couple of minutes of the game. It's heartbreaking, you know, well, for me anyway. And you know, we've matched probably the best team in the league here.
Another very enterprising display from Tom Walker, another player of promise.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not building him up because I'm not happy because he keeps blowing up after an hour. He's 18, 19 now, so, you know, I'm sick of watching him, like, fade with half an hour to go. Delighted with his talent and delighted with the quality of his play. Some of it's very, very good, but, you know, it's a mental thing. It's not a physical thing. He needs to finish games better because, you know, he does tend to fade with, you know, 20, 30... That may be a youth thing, I don't know. But his fitness levels need to get, you know, he needs to get stronger.
You've offered three players new deals, Neil. Is it just a question of the waiting game now?
Well, yeah, I mean, the ball's in the players' court now. You know, I think we've made good offers. There'll be a bit of to and fro, obviously, but, you know, hopefully we'll get over the line with all three. But I am, you know, I need to make changes, you know, because it's happening far too often. We would have 9 points now. It seems like I'm having this conversation every 2 weeks. You know, we'd be on 58 points or something like that. But I don't know what I can do as a manager unless I board the goal up. But, you know, as soon as the subs board goes up, it's got to be right. See it out. See the danger. We didn't see the danger. And the danger is a £6 million striker who I know very, very, very well. And it's just sloppy, you know, really sloppy.
Do you ask for answers in the dressing
room? Yeah, I don't get them because they don't, you know, can't look me in the eye. And it's not good enough, Mark. I need to change it, and I will. I need to get players who can defend for 94, 95 minutes. Up until then, we were excellent defensively. But, you know, it's not good enough. I mean, it's just as simple a goal as Norwich will get all season. And it's not like they played through us and worked it. He even get a deflection with the first goal because Tom turns his back. So, again, that's not good enough. So, you know, for all the good things, I have to be on top of these things. I have to be more demanding, and the two goals we conceded are sloppy from my point of view. Our goal was different class, real top quality ball, real top quality run and finish, but there wasn't enough of that, you know. We had good opportunities in the final third, particularly in the second half.